Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is pianist-composer Kenny Barron. He's one of the most lyrical players of our time. He mesmerizes audiences with his elegant touch, musical tone, and very infectious rhythms, and is indeed one of the premier jazz pianists in the world today. Kenny, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. I hope I can live up to that.
Oh, I know. I know you can. I listened to your new record, and it's really fascinating. After I read all the material, I got to see why you wanted to do a Brazilian record. Tell me how you met all those people that were on the record.
Well, the rhythm section, which is Romero Lubambo guitar, Duduca da Fonseca on the drums, and Nilson Mata on the bass, I met one afternoon, my wife and I, we were shopping in the Green Market in Union Square. And we were hungry, and we saw this place called the Coffee Shop. And we went in, and we didn't realize they had live music, live Brazilian music. And there was a trio playing there, a trio with the vocalist, and the vocalist was Duduca's wife, Maucha. And it was really incredible music. And I started going every Saturday afternoon.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then we started talking about playing together, and then, you know, which we did, and that eventually led to, let's make a record, you know. So that's pretty much how it happened.
But they must have been delighted to record with you.
Oh, I was delighted to record with them, so I think it was mutual.
Well, everything sounds real good, and so many different kinds of tunes, but I particularly loved that a sort of slow, beautiful piece. It's called Clouds.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Very pretty. Can you play that?
I'd be glad to.
I'd love to hear it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy, that's a really pretty tune.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's a nice theme. I was wondering, did you, when you knew you were going to do that kind of an album, did you have to write, like, all those tunes specially for that album, or did you have any of them already?
No, I pretty much wrote most of the material once I, you know, realized that's the kind of recording I was going to do. So I kind of wrote the material to fit the band, to fit the group, you know.
It has a lot of variety to it, some nice up-tempo things. They're great players.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're also great composers, because we did several of their compositions, you know, piece by the guitarist.
Oh, they weren't all yours?
No, they weren't all mine, no.
Terrific. Well, I was just trying to think, aren't you from Philadelphia?
Yeah, born and raised, North Philadelphia.
Well, how did you get started playing? Did you study, or were you a child prodigy, or what?
Well, I don't know about a child prodigy, but I started studying classical piano when I was six. And then my oldest brother was a musician, a jazz musician, a tenor saxophonist named Bill Barron.
I remember him.
Yeah. And so he was very instrumental in getting me involved in the music. And he had all these old recordings, all these old 78 recordings.
Like who?
Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray and Fats Navarro and, of course, Dizzy and Bird. So I got used to hearing the music around the house.
Yeah. And it's great, I think, for piano players to listen to horn players.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've always thought that's a good idea. You don't only listen to just piano players.
Oh, no, I listen to everybody.
You were quite a young kid when you started playing with Philly Joe on drums.
Yeah, I guess the first time I played with Philly Joe, I was actually in high school.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he came through Philadelphia.
Well, he must have been. Was that like your first real gig?
It wasn't the first real gig, but it was certainly probably one of the first important
gigs.
Yeah, well, they were all important, but the one with a named person, so
yeah,
it was
sure.
Really a highlight for me.
Sure, that must have really got you off the ground.
Oh yeah.
so then did you? Oh, then you. I think I read where you left and came to New York after that.
Yeah, I graduated from high school in '60, and I came to New York in '61. In 1961.
That must have been kind of interesting to. Like a new young guy in the town like New York. Did you know a lot of people?
No, actually. The only person I knew was my brother. And I wound up living next door to him with a bass player named Vishnu Wood. And so we were on East 3rd and East 6th Street in Lower Manhattan. It was a great experience. I mean, a lot of musicians there, so it was fun.
So how'd you get started? Like going out and sitting in? Or
exactly,
hanging
exactly.
Out, networking?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I think the first place I went to sit in was at the old Five Spot. And James Moody was working there.
Oh,
and
no
I sat in with James, and from that I started working with him.
Well, I've got to hear more, but I also would love to hear you do another piece. You play so pretty. Do something. I don't know. What would you like to do?
I think I'm going to do a piece called I'm Confessing That I Love You.
A good old tune. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
It's so funny, a tune like that. I feel as if I've always known that. I never saw the music, did you?
Actually, no. I just kind of learned it from hearing it.
So often. On the job type.
Yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
And I think years ago I think one of the people I liked singing that song was Jack Teagarden.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Your brother probably had that in his collection.
I think he may have, yeah.
God.
I think he may have.
It's really a good tune. Well, there's more to come with Kenny Barron. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, you know, I've heard you play, and I love it, as always. Why don't we try a little duet?
I would love to.
Suggest one.
Well, what about Benny Carter's piece, When Lights Are Low?
All right. What should we do, a little vamp?
A little vamp in the front, maybe.
Okay. Thank you. just the way we planned it. You know, there's another Benny Carter tune that I like as well as Lights Are Low, and that's Only Trust Your Heart. Do you do that one?
I don't actually, but I have the music at home. So I should
really
learn. No, I have recorded it with Phil Woods maybe.
And it
is a pretty gorgeous song. He's an incredible composer.
Yeah, and a great guy too.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Well, I'll do one for you, Kenny. How's that?
Oh, I would love it.
This tune is something I wrote years ago when I was at the Hickory House. And I don't know, I was sort of being nagged at the time by a music publisher. So I came up with this tune. It's called Stranger in a Dream.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it, Marion. Well, it's certainly a gorgeous piece, and I'm asking you, has someone written lyrics for that?
Actually, the guy that wrote the lyrics, when I played the tune for this guy, Jack Robbins, he took it, and the guy that wrote the lyrics wrote the lyric for T for Two, Irving Caesar.
Wow.
And they're really quite good, but amazingly enough, I don't know, Jack really didn't get going, and so far nobody has sung it, and it's quite a nice lyric.
Yeah, it's certainly a nice, the melody is really, really very, very beautiful, and it begs to be sung.
You really think so?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Well, that makes me think I should get on the ball. I've never been on the ball as far as my own songs. People write to me or send faxes or something, where can I get that song? And then I have to write them out on a sheet. That's really awful. You've got a lot of your own compositions, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got some, and there are a couple that have lyrics. So.
And do you have them properly in a book?
No, of course not.
So you're like me.
Yes.
Oh, isn't it terrible? Musicians are just really awful at that kind of stuff. Well, it's more in a minute. My guest is Kenny Barron. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Some of your favorites, Kenny, like other piano players?
Oh, well, I guess certainly, I guess my biggest influence was Tommy Flanagan and Hank Jones. Those are my two biggest influences. And of course, Monk and Wynton Kelly.
That's a guy that always gets mentioned, Wynton Kelly. And of course, Tommy was so wonderful, and Hank Jones is still going strong. He's amazing.
He is.
Well, do you like Bill Evans? Do you like?
Oh yeah. His harmonic sense was incredible, and harmonic and melodic sense was really unbelievable. And I got a chance to meet him before he passed away.
Did you?
Yeah, you know, so that was quite a thrill for me.
Well, we had him on Piano Jazz, and he was always so organized and really very funny. He did a very funny show.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I had a radio show just for fun on WBAI, and I remember one day I hadn't invited him. He just showed up with a bunch of records, and that's when I started to get into my radio show. Chops was when Bill Evans showed up that day. So I guess thinking of Bill Evans makes me think of some of the things he used to play, like one that we could do, How Deep Is the Ocean?
Oh, I love that song. I love that song.
Well, let's do a brand new arrangement.
Okay.
Thank you. I think how deep is the ocean is. I think that's one of the really great tunes, don't you?
Oh, I love it, and it's a great vehicle, you know, for improvisation. It's a great piece.
The way it lays, it's just so nice to. I used to love the way Bill Evans played that.
Oh, he made it. He kind of made it his own.
He did for a while. I think it's one of the tunes I sort of didn't play because I liked the way he played it. There's so many good tunes out there. It's incredible. How do you choose tunes, like for your set when you're playing with a group? How do you know?
Basically, just songs that I like, that I really love to play. You know, I like pretty songs. I could play ballads all night, for instance.
Me too. I would love to hear you play some more because. You have such a way with chords and your touch and everything. So how about doing a solo?
It'd be my pleasure. My pleasure.
What would you like to do?
I think I'm going to do Embraceable You, My Sweet Embraceable You.
Wonderful. I love that tune.
Okay. Thank you.
Embraceable You was so nice. Do you do many solo things?
In terms of recordings, I've done maybe two. One was the Maybeck Recital Hall series.
Yes, you had to do that one.
Yeah, and then I did a solo recording quite a few years ago in Japan. I don't even know if it was released here. But for me, playing solo is probably one of the few times I really get nervous.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a little scary for me, you know. All the more reason to do it so I can get
Actually,
over it.
Actually, you're right. You're right, but I don't know why you should be. You've got everything you need, ideas, chops, tunes. What more do you need?
Well, more.
You know, the thing is, what happens to me, I get careful. I like, if I'm going to do a solo thing, I like to do it live so that I can forget about myself. If there's an audience there, if I'm doing it in the studio, I get terribly careful and probably don't play as well as I might have.
Yeah, you won't take as many risks, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is silly, actually, but I'm glad somebody else feels that way besides me.
Oh, there are probably quite a few others, too.
Probably are, come to think of it. Well, you know, you could play, you could do an album of ballads.
I could.
You really could. Then you wouldn't. You could just sort of stretch out and not have to worry about missing something, which I always worry about.
Yeah, well, there's an idea.
Miss something. Well, the way you play, you could play some gorgeous ballads. So who knows? Maybe you'll do that in the future.
Hey.
Well, there's more coming up with my guest, Kenny Barron. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Just thinking, when the bossa nova craze started, you were in on that, weren't you?
I was kind of on the periphery. At the time, I was with Dizzy Gillespie, and we used to do a few things, a few bossa nova things, Disafinado, One Note Samba, and Chega de Saudade we used to do.
So, I remember when Stan Getz started doing those things, it was sort of like a brand new kind of music there for a while.
Oh, it was, yeah. It very definitely was.
And, you did a wonderful album with Stan Getz, People Time.
Oh, People Time, yes.
I think that's a Benny Carter tune, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And that's how the idea came about. We used to play that song, that particular song.
With Stan?
Yeah, just duo, just two of us. And then somebody suggested, oh, maybe you should do a recording like that, just, you know. Just from hearing us do that one song.
And you did, and it was beautiful.
It was great, yeah. I had a ball doing it.
I think doing duo things is fun. Like today, it's a lot of fun for me doing
it. It's fun, and it's challenging also.
Yeah, it is challenging, especially if you just say, well, let's play this tune, and you play it, and you don't rehearse or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is sort of fun doing that. Let's do a Sonny Rollins tune. Sunny Moon for Two, can we do that?
Oh, yes, a blues, yes.
Well, I don't know, he has such sort of quirky little melodies.
Yeah, this is one I kind of grew up playing this one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid. So I'm on familiar territory.
On familiar territory, yes, indeed. Well, let's have at it, see what we can do with this.
Okay.
Maybe Sonny's listening. Thank you. I love that tune.
It's fun, yeah.
It's kind of silly in a way. It's a melody. It's just...
Yeah, but it's just a great piece to play on.
It is. Well, I'm having a really good time playing with you, Kenny.
I'm enjoying it, too. Thank you.
I'm really enjoying it. And I hate to say we're coming to the end of the show, but we are. So shall we do a little... Have You Met Miss Jones?
That would be delightful.
Would that be nice?
Yes.
And I guess it would be a good idea if I ask you what key we're going to do it in.
I usually do it in F, so.
Well, if you usually do it in F, then let's do it in F.
Okay.
I just wish we could have done 10 more choruses apiece. It felt so good.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Kenny.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marianne McPartland and her guest, Kenny Barron. Join us each week at this time as Marianne welcomes other outstanding artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Dan Hoppler, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator Grant Jackson, executive producer Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. You can learn more about the guests and music on Piano Jazz on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you can listen to a recent program and also find a link to our free weekly Piano Jazz Shorts preview podcast. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks, and from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. Support for the original production of this episode was provided by Borders Books and Music, the Baldwin Piano Company, and Jazz Times Magazine, providing news, insight, and opinion since 1970, at newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and NPR contributors, which include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture. PoetryFoundation.org. This is NPR.